Britain's woke defense ministry wants to double number of women recruits. By Peter Cattell on December 4, 2021. Britain's Ministry of Defense, MOD, has announced plans to double the number of women recruits in the military by 2030. The number of women recruits in the British military will be doubled by 2030 as part of plans announced by the Ministry of Defense on Thursday. An overhaul to the way sexual offences are dealt with will also be implemented as part of a response to a parliamentary inquiry into the treatment of women in the armed forces. Sky News reports that 33 recommendations made by MPs as part of the report were accepted by the Ministry of Defence. Though the ministry notably refused one recommendation that involved changing the jurisdiction of sex-related crimes from military courts to civilian ones. The Ministry of Defense also aims to bump the percentage of women recruits to 30%. This number is double its previous goal of 15%, and around 2.5 times the current percentage of recruits who are women. The drive comes despite the fact that the British military's overall manpower has been tumbling year on year for close to a decade and may soon fall to its weakest ever numbers. It is clear that the military is a male-dominated institution, and so I am pleased that the government has set itself ambitious targets, such as doubling the proportion of female recruits, and has accelerated work streams on women's health, uniform and equipment, insisted Sarah Atherton, supposedly a Conservative MP and the chair of Parliament's Women in the Armed Forces subcommittee. Atherton also criticized the decision not to relinquish military jurisdiction with respect to rape cases, alleging that the current system is failing to deliver justice. Various branches of Britain's armed forces have come under scrutiny in recent years with respect to the increasing influence of woke ideology in recent years. For example, the British Army has spent over £600,000 on getting soldiers and employees to feel authentic in the workplace. The Army has also ditched gender-specific titles for more progressive terms, for example replacing infantrymen with terms such as infantry soldier and infanteer. It has also pledged to phase out the use of fossil fuels in tanks, APCs and other vehicles, supposedly with the aim of attracting the next generation of recruits. Not to be outdone, the Royal Air Force, RAF, has pledged it will be net zero on carbon emissions by 2050, citing the supposed demands of the public, and also the young people in the Royal Air Force today. The RAF has already done away with gender-specific titles and actively encourages the use of gender-neutral pronouns such as she, her, and her. The Royal Navy has also phased out the use of many problematic terms, with one source saying that the vast majority of people in the Navy accept that some terms are problematic or no longer appropriate and that leadership are keen to ensure that, where practicable, gender terms aren't used. It should also be noted that the Conservative Party has had uninterrupted political control of the Ministry of Defence since 2010, not the left-wing Labour opposition. Meanwhile, a bill currently before the US Congress may allow women to be drafted for military service in the future. The National Defense Authorization Act was passed by the House of Representatives in September, and included an amendment mandating women to sign up alongside men. The Senate is currently considering the bill, with a decision being expected by December 11. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.